Well, what do you know about that? Jerry Bader Show, 935. So I just spent the last 10 minutes discussing an email exchange I had with Greg Borowski of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Wisconsin PolitiFact and how they try to spin their obvious political bias. They do two fact-check PolitiFact pieces. Again, fact-check. They're checking facts. It's not a fact that Scott Walker, the car he was in, wasn't rocked by protesters. They don't know that factually. Yet they rate it false. Mary Burke made what's looking more and more like a ridiculous claim that she grew sales by about 80 trillion percent. I haven't done the math on that. From 3 million to 50 million. I don't know how many thousand percent that is. But they don't rate that one. They don't come out and say that one's false, when all they have on that is what they have on Scott Walker, that they couldn't prove it true. That which they could not prove true in Scott Walker's case was false. That they could not prove as true in Mary Burke's case, we'll get back to you on that. That's bias. However, Nick Penzenstadler of Gannett Media, who has shown his own liberal stripes quite proudly in the past, tweeted about me. Now, this is good. At Jerry Bader Show dislikes my friend Greg Borowski. Now, let me stop there. Did I say anything personal about Greg Borowski? But he was cordial. No, he was annoyingly deflective and evasive. But for all I know, he's a hell of a nice guy. I've never met him. I don't like nor dislike him. Like Greg, it's neither fish. Like Greg's opinion on PolitiFact, it's neither fish nor fowl. I don't know the guy. I don't dislike him, Nick. I don't dislike you. I think you're silly if you think you're fooling people about where you come down politically. But here's what Nick Penz is telling. I think he's from the Oshkosh Northwestern. I just know he writes for Gannett. Jerry Bader Show dislikes my friend Greg J. Borowski. Wisconsin's lucky to have PolitiFact Wisconsin, no matter how you slice it. Well, Nick, I can see how you would see it that way. You will note that he doesn't challenge what I said about the bogusness of the way the two were handled. He doesn't do that. I don't dislike Greg. I don't know Greg. I dislike dishonesty, Nick. And this is dishonest. They're pretending to be arbiters of what's factual and what's real when all it is opinion. And it's telling that Borowski wouldn't answer a simple question. Are these factual reportings or are they opinion pieces? Why couldn't he answer that, Nick? Nick, I'm sure you think that Wisconsin is fortunate to have something that's liberally biased. I can absolutely see your opinion on that. I have no doubts you feel that way. PolitiFact is a joke. It's a fraud. All of them are. You know what it is? It's an attempt to basically do what we do here in talk radio, express an opinion on things people said and then pretend it's not an opinion. They deal only in facts. It's a fraud. That's what it is. But Nick, thanks for listening. Greatly appreciate that. Well, no, because so many people in the media listen and pretend they don't listen. I respect it when people at least listen. I suppose he might have read the right Wisconsin piece, but he tweeted that at about 9:30. So I'm assuming that he was listening to the segment. All right, I want to get started on this. And I'm going to get your thoughts on this. There was a court ruling earlier this week. It was reported on Wednesday. I think that's when it happened. It's in a Virginia state court. So at the moment, this applies only to Virginia. Yesterday, by the way, somebody called Matt. Matt's filling in for Jason today. Somebody called Matt and said, is he going to talk about that thing out in New Jersey? I assume he means Chris Christie, which I suppose is that thing out in New Jersey now, isn't he? Chris Christie. Not really. We talked about it already on the show. We spent half the show on it yesterday. So I don't know how much more we're going to talk about it today. Because we spent so much time on Chris Christie yesterday, I didn't get to this. Well, that's not true. I couldn't have gotten to this, but I actually did not become aware of this until after the show. Here it is. There has been a social issue in America, I guess I would say around the world, but here in America, that has been growing for at least the last two decades, the last decade for sure. Once the internet became the internet even close in the fashion that it's the internet today, people have been allowed to post anonymously. You could post to news stories, you can post to blog, you can comment. For most of the history of this, which is just a little more than the past decade, it has been anonymously. What has been learned is when people can post anonymously, they will often be vicious. So a lot of newspapers and other websites have gone away from anonymous postings, and you now have to post through Facebook. I met with the web people from this company yesterday, and I forgot to mention that, and I'm going to send an email following up. I think this company should get away from anonymous postings. I think you should have to post through Facebook, your real name, so on. That's one element of anonymous posting. Here's another. Reviews. The first time I heard of someone lashing out at reviews that they received online were doctors. You've got one disgruntled patient and they bleep and moan. I say that to my wife all the time. She's quick to go to the reviews when we're checking out a hotel, you know, before we're going to choose it. Well, look at those sometime. Great experience, wonderful location, great food in the restaurant, friendly service. Okay, you read the next one. What a dump. Cockroaches in the room, blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, unless there are about 100 reviews where you can kind of take a look and see if somebody was just hacked off or whatever. And in fact, you don't even know if they actually stayed there. Here's another example. Remember when the unions posted on their Facebook that libs should go trash Scott Walker's book at Amazon? We in Talk Radio fired back and we got it up to about a 4-star rating. After it was at about a 1-star. It's easy to do. Some sites claim that they know who the posters are. They verify that the person actually used the product, used the restaurant, went to the hotel or whatever. But then they allow them to post anonymously, but they confirm somehow that the person actually used the product. One such site is Yelp. Here's a story from the Washington Times. Yelp critics must be identified. Court rules an online landscape-altering decision. In other words, this could dramatically change what happens in the online world. It's a court in Virginia. What happened is there was a carpet cleaning company in Virginia, Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The owner, Joe Hadid, said the users leaving bad reviews on Yelp weren't real customers. He said that should violate Yelp's term of service. They're just making this stuff up. His attorneys issued a subpoena demanding the names of 7 anonymous reviewers. And a judge in Alexandria ruled that Yelp had to comply. By the way, this brought friend of the court briefs from newspapers and media outlets. This is seen as a chilling move on First Amendment rights, that a court would actually subpoena a website like Yelp, which I've never used. Matt, are you familiar with that one? You are. I have not. I haven't used that one. They're saying, look, no, you got to pony this up, because if they didn't really use it, then that's slanderous or libelous. And you got to tell us who it is. This ruling by the judge was seen as chilling. Well, an appeals court in Alexandria, or an appeals court this week in Virginia, the Virginia Court of Appeals, which I'm assuming that's, you know, like the Wisconsin State of Appeals. I don't even think that's the state Supreme Court, or Court of Appeals, I should say, said, yeah, They were not protected First Amendment opinions if the Yelp users were not customers and thus were making false claims. This is seen as an absolutely major seismic shift in the online world, that you can no longer cowardly hide behind a pseudonym and trash. And you know how many times this happened to me? People say vicious things about me and false things. I mean, you can have an opinion about me and you can say false things about me. I've had people say false things about me. This would totally change the online world. This war actually started with me 20 years ago. The Sheboygan Press started something long before there was the internet. They had what was called telepress. You know why? They couldn't get people to write letters to the editor. So they started this thing where they had voicemail machine, and you could call and you could bleep and moan about something. And they would put it in the editorial page. Somebody trashed me. And they ran it. And I went on and did a long segment. I didn't have a talk show then. Actually, no, I wrote a letter to the editor. I didn't have a talk show then, saying I think it's ridiculous. If you're going to make accusations, then you should have to put your name to it. Now, courts have ruled that there is a First Amendment right to anonymous speech. But you are not immune from litigation if you say something libelous or slanderous. But how does the person who's been libeled or slandered go after that person if they don't know who they are? Here's, I think, what a lot of websites, including this company, which is why I want to talk to this company about this. If you're going to let people post anonymously and they say something libel or slanderous, then I think it's on you. If Yelp doesn't want to pony up these people, then I think Joe Hadid should be able to sue Yelp. If he's been libeled or slandered, I guess it would be libel because it's in print, it's not the spoken word. Then, although even in radio, even though we speak, it's still considered libel. Then, who else is Joe Hadid going to go after? If Yelp is saying, look, there are only two choices here. If Yelp is saying, well, no, we want people to be able to post anonymously. Okay, if they say something that isn't true, the person who was wrong, who are they going to sue? They're going to sue you. So if Yelp is saying that this is chilling on free speech rights, well, then Joe Hadid's got to sue you. I strongly support this ruling. Here's what I would like to see happen. Okay, they're saying this is landscape changing. That's exactly what I would like to see happen. I think the anonymous world of the internet needs to go away. You want to talk about what has coarsened political discourse over the last 10 years? It's people who can take pot shots at you and cowardly hide behind a false name. I remember I outed a guy once because I knew who he was. He was saying things about me. He freaked out. He absolutely freaked out. I agree with this court ruling. Joe Hadid either has to sue Yelp, or if Yelp knows who these people are, they have to surrender them. I think the real answer here is the anonymous world of the internet needs to go away. If you don't want to put your name to something, then don't say it. I understand you have a right to say it anonymously. But what I'm saying is websites would be wise not to offer that. Because on the one hand, you have websites and newspapers who are now basically websites saying, oh, well, this is chilling on free speech. Okay, then you get sued. It's got to be one or the other. If somebody says something false about you publicly, you have a right to sue. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Remember, Matt, I think you did this story in the morning show here in Green Bay. I think you did. the woman on the train who took the pictures of the guys saying they were screwing around on their wives, what if they were making that crap up? She could get sued silly. You say something about someone and you can't defend it. I know a little something about this. And you have to pay the consequences. Scott in Green Bay. Scott, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. You know, I agree with you 100%. And in fact, I think these people that are, these internet guys that are putting like viruses on your computer and stuff, I think these guys should be held accountable. I mean, I know they can find out where these viruses are coming from and who's putting on these spams and all these things. And especially when you're talking about somebody, I mean, start making these people be really, I mean, put some really stiff penalties up, like jail time or.
Well, here's the thing, Scott. Thanks a lot for the call. You don't have a right to anonymously say something false about somebody. You do not have that right. What the internet has taught us is how many cowards there really are in the world. And there are a lot of them. And they will hide behind false names and say vicious things because they think it will never get back to them. Things they would never have the stones to say to someone in person. I would occasionally get unsigned hate mail and threatening mail in the U.S. mails. That almost never happens anymore because people don't have to. They can say vicious things about you online. Well, if it's an opinion and they don't actually see something patently false, that's one thing. But websites can't have it both ways here. And I'm surprised the newspapers that join in front of the court brief. Look, if you want to take that risk, that's fine. But then you have to get sued. If you're libeled online, you should be able to sue somebody, right? Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. I totally agree with you on this one. I've seen some of the vicious comments directed to me just online, just to my pseudonym, which I won't say what it is, but I don't know who it is that's libeling me and calling me and whatever they're calling me, not nice names. That's all there is to it. I think people should have to post their names online.
Joanne, thanks a lot for the call. Here's the thing: I don't think you can compel websites to not allow people to post anonymously. But if they're going to do that and then they don't want to give up who these people are, if they can't identify them to someone who's been wrong, then they have to get sued. It's got to be one or the other. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, 953.
The Jerry Bader Show.